Have you seen those things that attach to your phone and allow you to swipe a credit card? Seen these things yet?
Yeah. Are you talking about the cube?
There's
Square.
Sorry. SquareUp.com is their website. You've seen these then?
Yes.
And there's other
all over TV.
Right. There's other companies now doing it as well. PayPal, for instance, and other organizations are offering these, you know, hey, get your free credit card swiper thing for your phone, which, you know, that's a pretty cool development. You got to admit, because it used to be you had to pay a lot of money in order to get a merchant account. And I don't know what sort of steps you have to go through to get merchant accounts with these folks. But, you know, you would have had to pay money for, to get into accepting credit cards. And now just anybody with a smartphone. And one of these little doodads can do it. So Square kind of hit the scene, and they had some good marketing, and, you know, Starbucks took notice. And I don't know if you recall, Mark, but we discussed this in the past, the plan for Starbucks to team up with Square and accept payments digitally via their customer smartphones. So we talked about this last year at the time at which it was being sold as something that was coming. Like, ooh, this is cool. This sounds neat. Like, the wave of the future, right?
Yeah.
Wave your phone over at the checkout, and then you don't have to pay with cash. Well, according to FastCompany.com, it hasn't really worked out like they intended it to.
It's just got a big special on 60 Minutes.
What's that, the Square thing?
Yeah, Square.
Well, what we're talking about is specifically Starbucks, and they're teaming up with Square. So This isn't Square failing in general. This is just kind of the failure of this idea of, hey, let's make it so you can pay with your smartphone. Because obviously Starbucks has credit card readers in their registers. That's not what this is about. This is about setting up an account on your phone to use at Starbucks with this Square company, to where you just take a picture of a QR code and then, you know, money's transferred. Kind of like with Bitcoin. As I was explaining at the very end of the last hour, these Bitcoin apps, which are free for your phone, create a QR code for your Bitcoin account, and then you can hook up with somebody else with Bitcoins and transfer them easily simply by showing them the QR code on your phone and having them scan the QR code. So let me go into the story here from FastCompany.com. The Starbucks clerk was at a loss. I had just ordered a mocha frappuccino and asked to pay with Square, a service that allows customers to purchase goods at the coffeehouse chain via their smartphone. What? Square? The clerk asks me as she turns to another Starbucks employee behind the counter. Can we pay with Square? I don't know, the other employee responds. No. But there's a Square option here, the clerk says, as the two huddle close to the register screen. The clerk tries to scan my iPhone with her barcode reader, repeatedly tracing it up and down over the surface of the device, which is running Square's wallet app. A minute or two passes. No luck. I don't know how it works, she says. It won't scan. It's weird. The line of customers behind me was getting long. I felt uncomfortable. I decided to pay with cash instead. We're at a Starbucks in Lower Manhattan, one of roughly 7,000 locations that is supposed to accept payments via Square Wallet. Over the summer, Starbucks announced its wide-ranging agreement with Square to have it handle the company's debit and credit card payment processing. Additionally, Starbucks invested $25 million in the payments startup. So they, you know, they're pretty serious about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's got to get to the ground. And when it starts at the top, it has to make it to the ground. And that's the problem with things that start at the top.
These new, like these companies, these hierarchically organized companies?
Hierarchically.
That's right. There's no T in there. The news brought significant press attention to both companies. We even talked about it on this show. It's an epic partnership, said Square CEO Jack Dorsey at the time. In November, Starbucks began accepting payments from Square's mobile wallet app. Walk into a Starbucks store and place your order, they said. Open the Square wallet app, tap on Starbucks, and scan your phone, Starbucks promised. That's it! But after nearly 3 months in the wild and several rounds of glowing press coverage since the partnership was announced, the experience of paying with Square at Starbucks is anything but polished. We've been experimenting with the service in recent months, having our reporters and freelancers and a few volunteers around the country test it out at almost 24 Starbucks locations. At worst, the service simply did not work. On average, however, the user experience was buggy and awkward, with Starbucks employees seemingly more confused about how Square works than their own customers. Our evidence is anecdotal, and our sample size is small, but the results of our tests are telling, especially given the reputations that Starbucks and Square have for customer service. It serves to show, however, that however refined a user experience might be on a local level, scaling such a streamlined user experience, they call that a UX, all at once, is borderline impossible. At a Starbucks outside Boston, an employee could not figure out how to accept payments with Square. The scans would not go through in the register system, and the barista quickly gave up trying to get it work. At a slew of locations in New York City, employees were equally as perplexed as to how the system worked with Square, even after multiple visits to one of the locations. Now remember, this is a few months after they've launched this program.
This is supposed to be implemented.
Ultimately, many of these Starbucks locations were not able to accept payments via Square Wallet. But even when employees figured out how to accept Square payments, the process was slipshod. In many tests, employees were not able to scan the Square Wallet app from their barcode readers. Instead, Starbucks employees have taken to asking to hold a customer's smartphone and manually type the barcode number into their register. That's clumsy, man. Yeah. I mean, that's not fast or cool at all.
You might as well pay with cash, ask for a receipt, and have, you know, the whole deal.
At one location near NYU, after unsuccessfully, if not desperately, trying to scan my iPhone in front of the scanner for more than a minute, the Starbucks clerk left the counter to ask her manager how Square worked. "You gotta type it in," the manager said. "They never showed us how to scan it. We don't know how to scan it."
Well, you know, when I was watching, I'm not
denying
any of this stuff, but when I was watching 60 Minutes, the Square guy goes into his favorite coffee shop, which was not a Starbucks, from what I could tell from the decor, and he didn't even have to take his phone out of his wallet or out of his pocket. It just
like a near field communication kind of thing.
Okay.
RFID or something like that.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they were using chicken bones and voodoo. I have no idea. I mean, they showed something that looked computery. I don't know. But, you know, I got the impression, this works.
The clerk returned.
This is the thing about technology is you don't have to know how it works in order for it to be successful. A lot of people ask us a lot of questions about Bitcoin mining and things like that. And, you know, frankly, I don't know that much about Bitcoin mining.
Well, you may not have to know how it works for it to be successful, but it does have to work how it's advertised to work.
Right. My laptop works fine. I can't fix it.
In this case, the system probably works in that if you can get this thing to scan, it will probably correctly take the money from your Square account and transfer it to Starbucks and everything will be fine. But apparently, according to this manager, they never showed them how to scan the barcodes.
At least doesn't know how, right?
So that's a huge problem. The clerk returned, asked for my iPhone, and tried a few more times to scan it in herself. Even the customer behind me was trying to help. After failing again, the clerk, who was still holding my iPhone, tapped a few buttons on the register screen, turned back to her manager, and asked, "But how do you get the keyboard? The keyboard's not coming up." Another painful minute or more passed by, with the clerk promising to figure it out as she attempted to type in the Square barcode number again. At one point, she apologized to me because, while holding my phone, someone had texted me, and she'd accidentally clicked out of the Square Wallet app and into my personal messages. Oops.
Yeah.
At another location near the financial district, when I asked to pay with Square, the clerk asked, "Wait, is this the Starbucks card?" After explaining that it was different...
No, that's rectangular.
The clerk said, "I don't think it'll work." She then asked another employee for help, and the two eventually got it working after typing in the Square Wallet barcode number. "You just got to tell them to type in the number in the future," the employee told me.
Yay.
At a string of other Starbucks locations, we experienced the same outcome. The scanner rarely, if ever, worked, many employees said. They always typed in the numbers. And after the transaction went through, some employees still printed out and handed me a receipt, despite the fact that Square was designed to end these unnecessary interactions. So, it hasn't really sped the process up at all. There's more to the story, though. 855-450-FREE. But what is it that the Bitcoin world can learn from this, I think, is another question. Because, you know, Bitcoin users are using these QR codes, too. Is that going to become a problem? 855-450-FREE, or does Bitcoin just work? Is it clumsy with Bitcoin? What have your experiences been? This is Free Talk Live. You can share whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. Digital payments, supposedly the wave of the future, but it looks like it's going to be a rocky climb, at least in some circumstances, to get from here to there. Starbucks and Square having a very difficult time rolling out their new payment system, according to FastCompany.com. We'll continue that discussion here in moments, but first we're going to go to some of your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Where we got Moose on the line in Colorado listening to I-25 Talk Radio in Pueblo. Hey, Moose.
Hello, How are you, gentlemen?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday you had a very interesting program about DUIs and what they do and how the laws are. Well,
right.
I'm 50 years old. I've never been in trouble in my life. I went out one morning a year ago, December 2011, and, 2011, actually. But I was sitting on the side of the road, and I had my heater running, and I had my keys in the ignition, and I did have an open beer with me, and I had drank beer, but my wife and daughter were going to come out and get me. We're going to go to breakfast, and then we're going to drive. But somebody saw me tilt my can, called in, the sheriffs came out and got me, and they got me because I had my keys in the ignition, so I had the ability to drive. And it just destroyed my life. I mean,
wow.
I lost my job. I can't afford insurance. I could get my license back right now, but I can't afford it. My house, my second mortgage is behind. I had to spend 36 hours in jail. I'd already planned on going to an alcohol rehab center, so they did give me credit because they sent me to 32 days in jail. But they gave me credit for the alcohol rehab center. But then now I'm on probation, and I have to go and do UAs and pay them. And I am flat broke, and it just destroyed me. My level was .009, which in Colorado 8 is the limit.
Right. It's really, really low, right? Well below the limit, right?
Right. Well, I was
above the limit. Okay,
yeah.
So .09.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be 09. You're right.
Okay.
9-100. Yeah.
Was it, just to clarify, was it your first DUI?
Yes, it was my first.
Wow. Is this a DUI? Yeah, this is a DUI and an open container, right?
Right. Well,
okay.
They just threw that part out. They just did the DUI.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the chances are good, since you had just slugged some beer back, that you probably weren't over the limit. As I explained last night, they have what they call residual mouth alcohol, and what they should be carrying with them is a mouthwash for people to take that neutralizes the...
They don't want to help you, Mark. They want to help you in a jail cell.
They didn't offer anything as far as help. And then the cop told me when he was taking me down to the station... We were probably 4 miles from where he picked me up, and he said, oh, by the way, if you're wondering why I'm taking you in, it's because I saw your left rear wheel cross the double yellow line. First of all, I wasn't driving. Second of all, there's no double yellow lines on dirt roads, but they grade probably 3 times a month.
What a weird thing for him to say.
Yeah, and then I said, well, you know, I disagree with that. And he said, you know, if I were you, I'd be quiet because my word holds a lot more integrity than yours.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
So and you so took the plea deal?
Yeah, I just took the plea and said, you know, oh, well. And I had to go before the magistrate. And like I say, I'm still on probation, doing UAs now. I was doing BAs, but now...
UA, urine analysis.
Yeah, you're an analyst, yes, sir.
How much are you paying the probation department to be on probation?
I don't know how much I've paid so far. I think I paid like $1,900, and then I have to pay like $30 a month. Hmm. And then the UAs.
And you're paying for each of the UAs?
Yeah, I paid $10.85. Where they got that number, I don't know. But,
and since you're on probation, anybody from the probation department, your probation officer, can come in to your house anytime they want, right?
Exactly.
Have they done that to you yet?
Funny you should ask. That's why I was calling yesterday. But yesterday, I have a really good friend. Ironically, he was hit. He was walking across the street with his girlfriend to go to a convenience store from their apartment. Was hit by a drunk driver. And he's in really, really bad shape. They had to fight for life trip to Denver. And I was very upset about it. And then they did some surgery, and he had another stroke during the surgery. And so I called my probation officer, and I was crying and very upset. He's a lifelong friend. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'll will be there. My wife can come in and speak with you. But I'm going to go talk to a priest, and I don't know if I'll be there because I might have to go see my friend. And so she sent the police over here thinking I was suicidal, and they took me to the hospital. They didn't handcuff me or anything, but I had to go talk to the psych liaison, the emergency room doctor, a nurse. It's just been one nightmare after another.
All because you wanted to enjoy a beer in a parked car.
Yes, and watch the sunrise. It was the anniversary of my mother's death. She was murdered. And then 10 years later, on the same exact date, my father died of cancer.
So then in that case, you don't really feel like this whole system is helping you in any way with whatever drinking issue you might have, if any.
No,
you may not.
All it's done is hurt me.
Yeah. The only people who have been helped in this instance are all the bureaucrats.
The probation officers
who are
doing
payday.
Pretty well. Yeah. Thanks for sharing your story, Moose. I'm sorry to hear about it. I appreciate your call and the thoughts. I'm glad you're listening out there in Colorado Springs. Appreciate hearing from you. I-25 Talk Radio, great station, AM and FM, and soon to expand. Actually, excuse me, they're in Pueblo, expanding to Colorado Springs.
I was going to say, what are they going to expand past AM and FM?
855, no, you just get more of them, Mark. 855, 450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's cool, because I was asking for a story last night, and we didn't get it last night. But just proof that you can call into Free Talk Live about anything you would like and take control of the airwaves.
Hearing that story just and thinking about that and how often that happens in America just makes me so sick. So sick and just furious. And that's why people hate cops.
One of the reasons.
That's why cops are disrespected, and why they, because of things like that, they deserve the disrespect heaped upon them.
Absolutely, because they don't respect you and your choices.
Not every police officer acts the way this guy did, but I mean,
a lot of them will.
My cousin was drunk and went into his car, slept in his car, and because he had, like, the keys, I can't remember, it was like the keys were in the floorboard of his car or something like that, they gave him a DUI for basically having keys to the car.
Wow.
And
I've heard of that.
It's, I think that what people consider driving while intoxicated, while intoxicated.
But then the cops pat themselves on the back as they walk away saying that they've got another one.
But Mothers Against Drug Drivers, gives watches to the big winner and all that stuff. You know, the guy who does the right thing and doesn't give a ticket in that situation.
He doesn't get
the watch.
Yep, exactly. 855 450 free. Tell your story. Bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything you want. We are talking money. In this case, Square, one of the companies that's offering the little scanners for your credit cards you can plug into your phone. Well, they've also teamed up with Starbucks to offer a payment system, supposedly, to make it easy to buy, your latte. But according to FastCompany.com, their independent tests, did not go so well when it came to attempting to use the Square payment app at Starbucks. We'll dig in further as to why, but, currencies don't have to be all newfangled to be valuable, Mark. What about gold and silver?
Well, we talk about gold and silver here on Free Talk Live quite a bit. I think it's a good idea to have some as a hedge against inflation or perhaps an investment. If you believe that gold and silver is going to be headed an upwards direction, or at the very least that the dollar is going to be headed in a downward direction against commodities, it might be a good idea to have your money in something of real value like gold and silver. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, the company that is the mother company of our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, and they will fulfill your order for gold and silver. They'll do it in a way that's expedited, and every time I've bought gold and silver from them, I've been very happy. Actually, platinum, too. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. And take a look at what they've got offered there. There's also a telephone number at that, and call the telephone number, mention Free Talk Live, and there'll be lots of other options. So if you want something that's not available on the web page, you can just give them a telephone call and make sure you mention Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we'll get back into the Starbucks story here in a moment. Since it has to do with mobile phones, let's continue the break from the story and go to Johnny Ray for his Game of the Week.
About damn time.
Thank you, Ian. This week, I just got a game. I haven't played it yet. So this is kind of like Oregon Trail. You remember you and
Oregon Trail.
Yeah, you and I were both
the zombie game.
Nonplussed by Oregon Trail after it was my Game of the Week.
I had fun. I thought it was original and brilliant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I thought that ultimately it was sort of a thumbs down for you.
No, I don't think I said anything about that.
All right, that's cool.
I'm sorry if I gave that impression. No, I thought it was pretty smart game. I mean, I ended up losing on the last boss, but, you know, I had fun doing it. I wouldn't go back and play it again, so, you know, maybe that said something about the game. But then again, most games I don't go back and play again.
Right. Well, Pocket Tactics had given that particular game RPG of the year for that year. And I didn't get that from it. I certainly didn't like it that much.
Okay.
And I never even reached the last boss. But moving on, my game of the week this week is the reason I made that tangent is because I downloaded it. I bought the game right before the show, pretty much, and I haven't really even gotten into it. But it's
therefore a game of the week doesn't necessarily have to be a good game for Johnny Ray. It can just be game you're playing.
The game that maybe I'm not even playing it. Maybe it's just a game I want to talk about.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Wait a minute. I gotta do a voice for it. It's called House of Hell. It's by Tin Man Games,
okay.
or the Tin Man. Gosh, that's terrible. I can't remember.
It sounds like a good time.
It's a port of a game book. If anybody remembers from back in the late 70s, 80s, 90s somewhat, game books, they were like Choose Your Own Adventure.
Okay, I'm familiar with these.
So Choose Your Own Adventure was a game book?
Choose Your Own Adventure was a Choose Your Own Adventure. I think game books is more talking about a book that's like a Choose Your Own Adventure book, but it involves some dice and some more D&D elements in it.
Okay.
And a little more involved than just what you get in a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
House of Hell, a single-player adventure game book written by Steve Jackson, originally published in 1984.
Right. So I grew up reading some of the Choose Your Own Adventures, and then I moved on to game books, fighting fantasy novels, read a bunch of them. They were probably the most popular game book series out there.
So how is it different from a Choose Your Own Adventure?
You said dice and stuff. You were reading that thing when he was talking about
it. Okay, sorry.
Right. It's more involved. It's got elements of Dungeons & Dragons
type
elements.
Does the dice come with the book, or do you have your own dice?
No, you bring your own dice.
Just six-sided dice?
Yes.
Okay. Have to be hanging out with a die 20?
Right. A D20.
Is that what you call
D20? Yes, it's called a D20.
All right. Well, we call it a die 20. But
there's no skill to this, right? I mean, it's all luck, isn't it?
Well, yes. I there are clues that might influence the decision, like, do you want to turn? Do you want to
turn left, right, or go straight? Right.
Do you want to drink the white? In House of Hell, there you get a clue. Don't drink the white wine.
I see. So if you're paying attention, then you might avoid some untimely demise.
Yes.
Got it.
So this is a port from that game book. And
now tell me about the port. I mean, this is a is it for both Android and iPhone? Is it just for Android?
It's for iOS and Android.
Now when they're porting a book, does that mean that there's artwork, or is it just text? Are you just reading?
Good question, Ian. This has got artwork in it. There are some just little footer art that you will see repeated in different sections of the book. And then there are also some bits of art that are specific to the section you're reading.
Now, when you're rolling a die in one of these games, is there combat? I mean, what's the purpose of the die roll?
Yeah, usually the dice rolls take place during combat.
Okay.
You can also, you've got three stats. In House of Hell, you've got an extra stat. So in House of Hell, you've got four stats. Usually you've got three stats: skill, stamina, and luck.
All right.
So you can use luck in combat, and you can use luck during some other place where it says, would you like to test your luck? It's sort of like a saving throw from D&D. So you can use dice then, but usually you use it in combat. And I read that in some of these new apps, these new game book apps, you shake your phone to roll the dice, which is kind of gimmicky. I haven't tried it. I don't know. Maybe it's really cool. But in the House of
you
Tell.
You Yahtzee sound?
Yeah. That was a good one, Mark.
if you didn't hear any volume on that in the cam, you just thought something else was going on.
In House of Hell, you... What were we talking about? The fourth stat. Saving What's growth. The fourth stat? Oh, thank you, Ian. Well, that's not what we're talking about, although I skipped that. The fourth stat is fear.
Okay. Uh-huh. House of Hell.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. House of Hell, most of the fighting fantasy novels by Ian Livingstone and Steve Jackson are set in a fantasy world, and those were my favorite. There were a handful of them that were in sci-fi worlds,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of them, especially near the end, I think, near the end of the run, that were horror.
So is this one you played back in the day?
No, it's not. Okay. And I went and looked for to see what else they had out there.
So you wanted to play something you hadn't played before?
Not necessarily. Okay. I probably would have picked something that I'd already played before because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have remembered anything.
Now, in this version, you know, it's keeping track of your stats, right? You don't have to do that stuff anymore, which means you can't cheat.
It's got there's three game modes, I think. There's hardcore, which is straight up how it's supposed to be. Not any harder than it would have been in the book had you been following the rules. And then there's medium, which is, I think you get a little bit of a bonus to your stats, and maybe there's some re-rolls that you're allowed. And then there's, I forget what it's called.
I think this is really cool, like how they've made what's old new again, right? That they brought it back. I mean, it's 20 years later here. I mean, 30 years later.
Yeah, it's expensive, though. This is $5.99.
Wow. No kidding.
Game. Yeah, the app is $5.99.
That's like the price of going out and buying the book, right? I mean, these things are just paperbacks, aren't
buying
they?
Buying the book in that year.
Yeah, in 1986.
I think back in 86 it would have been like $2.99 or something.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
So I just started. The music is creepy. It sounds like the music from Halloween.
All right, will you wrap it out for us maybe next week and let us know? You're not going to be here for a couple weeks. You're going out on some kind of work thing. But when we see you again, I want to hear more about it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the new payment deal over at Starbucks that apparently is bombing at a bunch of stores involving the Square app, where they, this company has a wallet. Now, don't be confused. This is not a Bitcoin wallet. This is a dollar wallet, and it is supposed to be able to be used easily at Starbucks, but turns out it's not so easy. According to FastCompany.com, we'll continue that story. But I want to make sure you know about the Free State Project. Look, if you're like Johnny Ray or myself or Mark, you love freedom so much you're willing to actually do something about it. Well, stop doing it wherever you are and start making plans to get up to New Hampshire to join us and the other over 1,000 individuals that are here now as part of the Free State Project. By the way, there are almost 14,000 people who've signed up to say they're going to make the move to New Hampshire once that number reaches 20,000. There's going to be a five-year window of time where the 20,000 people have a 5 years to move up. But some are saying, I'm not waiting. Some are saying, let's go now, and that's why we're here now. We've been here for a number of years. New people are coming in every single month. They're getting active. They're getting excited about a lot of the stuff that's going on up here because there's more activism happening here in a week than happened in Florida, where I'm from, in a month or a year even. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be going to an End the Fed rally. Apparently the federal there's no Fed office in New Hampshire that I know of. There's a bank, a Federal Reserve Bank in Boston. Normally when you hear about these End the Fed rallies, there are people outside of a Federal Reserve Bank doing some sort of protest or some kind of outreach event. In this case, what's happening in New Hampshire is they're having a meeting where the Federal Reserve guy from Boston is coming into New Hampshire to St. Anselm College, where he'll be speaking with a number of bankers from New Hampshire.
So he just needs a little welcome.
Yeah, so the idea is to have an End the Fed rally there at the college. So I think that would be interesting to attend. I've never been to an End the Fed rally because I have no interest in going to Boston. So we'll be carpooling out there from Keene tomorrow morning. And that's just one of the many things that goes on during the week. Just this morning, I was at a pretrial hearing for Rich Paul, who is a well-known activist, a cannabis cannabis freedom advocate who started the 420 celebrations up here in the Shire.
He's fearless.
He is, and he's facing felony charges regarding marijuana distribution. So he's taken that to trial, and the pretrial hearing for that.
In a fearless fashion, yeah. I've got to say. I've got to say.
This morning, I mean, he's facing a long time in prison over selling some plants.
And so, you know, a number of folks came up to back him up this morning in his pretrial hearing. There was another guy, you know, I mentioned frequently how there's things happening at the same time and it's kind of tough to choose. This morning was an example. Now, sometimes when I'm talking about that, I mean one thing happening in one city and another thing happening in another, but sometimes it's in the same downtown area. This morning, I could have also gone to see Steve Z's trial. He was on trial for an inspection mishap that had happened with his vehicle. And so a number of people went over to support Steve, and when his trial was over, they then came over to the courtroom where Rich was. So we had people at both locations because we have enough people to do that. If you can't make it to the one thing, you can only make it to the other, you don't have to feel bad because there are other people who will make it to the other thing. We've got over 1,000 people here that love liberty and are getting active. We're going to have 20,000 people. That's the goal of the Free State Project. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about why this, if you love liberty, is the movement you don't want to miss. Again, freestateproject.org. So FastCompany.com reporting on their dismal results in testing the new square system at the Starbucks, which is supposed to make it so you just walk up with your smartphone, scan your QR code, it takes money out of your square wallet, and you get your latte or your grande or venti or whatever it is that they sell you. And it's just a little bit clunky. In fact, a lot clunky. In some cases, it won't scan. In a lot of cases, it won't scan. In fact, they say here that in a string of Starbucks locations, we experienced the same outcome. The scanner rarely, if ever, worked. Many employees told them that they always typed in the numbers. And then after the transaction was through, some of them still printed out a receipt, which you're not supposed to do because the Square wallet's supposed to eliminate all that, you know, save the trees and all that stuff. One clerk at a Starbucks in the village said, "Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and I have no idea why." We reached out to both Square and Starbucks for the story. A representative from Square referred us to Starbucks for comment. The chief digital officer of Starbucks, Adam Brotman, tells Fast Company that scanner calibration issues may be to blame. He says it's an early issue we had to address. We had to calibrate the scanners to work with QR codes from Square. He says the issues have since been fixed, although our last failed test using Square Wallet at Starbucks occurred on March 5th. And according to this story, it was published. I don't have that date, so you know, I think this was a couple weeks ago that this story came out. Anyway, the exec said that we may have been visiting some licensed Starbucks stores rather than company-owned Starbucks sites. Roughly 70% of Starbucks are company-owned, and only those are accepting the Square payments. Licensed Starbucks locations do not accept Square. Yet after checking the locations we visited with the Starbucks representative, it turned out that just one of the stores we visited was a licensed store. And regardless, customers can't tell the difference between a licensed and company-owned store. If one tries to pay with Square at either location and it doesn't work, he or she would consider it a failure on the part of Starbucks and Square.
That's a true statement.
As inconsistent as the experience may have been at the locations we tested, it's important to note the system worked flawlessly at a number of stores. At a Starbucks in Englewood, New Jersey, we had no issues paying with Square.
Englewood. Always up to no good.
Nor did we experience trouble at a store in D.C. and one in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The same with a location near City Hall and another in the East Village in New York City. At a Starbucks in Menlo Park, California, employees were very knowledgeable about how Square worked. But regardless of the times, our tests were successful. It's inexcusable that customers can pay with Square at a Starbucks in the East Village and not purchase items through the service at an outlet just blocks away. It's unacceptable that Square should work in Menlo Park, but not in Massachusetts. The promise of Square's partnership with Starbucks is that it will yield a seamless payment experience for customers. But that's not the case. Rather, what we found, even at locations where Square worked, is that Starbucks employees have received little, if any, training with Square, and more often than not, only learned of the partnership and digital payment method from customers themselves. As one Starbucks clerk told me at a location near the World Trade Center site, quote, "No one ever told us about it until a customer walked up and brought it to our attention. We were trying to figure it out, and eventually we got it to work. But that's how we learned about it. We just had to put one and one together." Brotman, the executive from the company, tells the magazine that it's not uncommon to endure bumps when introducing such a novel program. He says when we launched our Starbucks...
It's certainly not uncommon to endure bumps if you don't give your employees any training.
Yeah, that's a big bump. When we launched our mobile payments, we didn't... This is a different program, so there's Starbucks mobile payments, and then there's the Square thing. we didn't have a totally dissimilar experience. You're trying to roll out a completely new behavior across 100,000 baristas and 7,000-plus stores. It took us a few months to get complete awareness and training into the hands of every single barista and how to figure out how to make sure the new baristas were being properly trained. It's clearly a huge challenge for Starbucks and was especially evident during our reporting for this article. At one location, a Starbucks employee complained of her lack of training. She said, quote, "I had to figure it out myself. They didn't even tell us that they were going to do it. I came in one day and they had put a new button on the screen. So we all just had to figure it out." At a Starbucks not far from Stuyvesant Town, I know I'm mispronouncing that, in Manhattan, a Starbucks employee had never heard of Square. Huh? She responded when I asked if I could pay with Square. What is it? Is it a Starbucks card? Is it a barcode? She was unable to get it to work after she tried scanning it. One store manager explained that in October, Starbucks held a summit in Houston, which Fast Company attended, to train store managers with Square. That's, he said, when we found out we were going to have Square. So basically, they trained us, and we came back. We knew the concept and how to use it, but other than that, that was really it. Despite that training, it's clear that not all Starbucks employees received the message about Square, nor even all store managers. Even at one location in a trendy area of Houston, where the training summit was held, when asked whether a tall iced chai latte should be paid for with Square, or could be paid for with Square, a barista responded, "That's a good question." She said no one had paid at that location with Square before, and that she'd received no training for the service. She's in the same town where they held the training seminar. She was unable to figure out how to get the payment processed, saying it required a payment code. Though there was a Square button on the screen, the barista was unable to accept our payment with Square, even after she asked a coworker for help. And the story goes on. I post the full thing over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page. But what a dismal failure. And I think that your point's the best, Mark. This is what happens when you try to take this top-down management structure and make something work at the bottom levels.
Yeah, I don't know how this could be too much faster than cash. I mean, it's convenient to not wander around with cash, but, you know, you drop your phone in the potty and then you're screwed.
No doubt about it. I mean, I guess you don't have to make change, you know, and then the receipt, you eliminate that. And if it works right, it probably is a pretty smooth process.
I don't know that the receipt is eliminated, because if you want to use it as a write-off, the government's going to still want an itemized receipt.
Good point. Your receipt for payment
is going to work.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. In the meantime,
save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.